are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:06 in the morning here today on February the 10th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In fact, we just rebooted because our computer system there was trying to double feed itself, and so we just reboot. And so for people that were having a little problem getting on, you're coming back on right now. I can see you doing it. So good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob. What are we looking at today for weather?
Sunny skies overhead and a high near 71, mostly clear through the rest of the week. No precipitation in sight for the next 7 days. Got some winds coming up, although nothing like what we have been dealing with. 70, upper 70s as we get into Friday and Saturday. Right now in Reading, it is 45 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793. Locally owned and operated, and of course, they always have discounts for seniors and veterans. Oh, good morning. You know, there's a couple of things are happening in the news today, but I want to talk about something that happened in the last couple of days for Linda and I. You know, it seems like I saw people who told me about this movie, and it came out months ago, and it was with Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf called Fury. And they said, oh, you know, they went and saw it, and they said, gosh, you go see it. And I never did. It's a story about a tank crew during World War II. And, you know, I saw the trailers to it, and, it, you know, they're in toward the end of the war in Germany. And I think the trailers gave a different feeling for what the movie was. Because we saw it. We got it over the Internet the other night. And it was disappointing. I mean, Brad Pitt played a good part, and the people in it were, you know, good actors and all this. But the part, it was a disappointing movie in a lot of ways. It was a very dark movie. And, you know, well, war's dark. Well, war's dark, but it's not totally dark. It's not totally dark. And in this one, they had a scene where Brad Pitt forces the new guy who has been in the Army all of like 8 weeks. And he comes out, and they taught him to type 60 words a minute, and they made him a gunner or an A driver, an assistant driver on a tank. And it's in 1945. They're fighting their way through Germany. War's going to be over in a while. The Germans are fighting their men, women, children. They're all being impressed into service, all these things. And in one scene, after it's over, they capture this guy. The captured German, and Brad Pitt forces the young man to shoot him. He's beating on him, you know, and he ends up killing the guy himself. And the thing about it is that it's such a dark, dark scene, and all of these American soldiers are standing around watching this. Like, nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to say, hey, we sit here and you're forcing another American to shoot somebody. You know, I just have a real problem with that. You know, did it happen? You know, maybe it did happen at some point somewhere. But to have something like this happen is totally goes against what I believe in and what the people I've served with would believe in. To have somebody force a kid to kill somebody like that. I mean, it is drama. It is something at its very best I find reprehensible.
Is this more of the pop culture picturing the warrior as a psychopath who must be feared?
Well, you know, but see, no, but then they came into this. You know, it's a hard-bitten crew. They've been through combat all this time. And they're treating this kid badly. Well, this young man is – he still has ideals. He still is – you know, he still sees the world as, you know, as they're being hope in the world. But what, and it kind of – I guess you could say it kind of starts to wear off on the other ones. Where this one tough guy says, you know, kid, he says, you know, you're the good one. You're better than us. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, here we go. And then Brad Pitt, you can see Brad Pitt is seeing himself in the young man. And so at the, you know, at the end, and I'm just going to, you know, here's spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. They come in and they get into this final battle where the tank can't move and there's 200 or 300 German SS coming at them. And they Brad Pitt says, well, I'm holding this because we've got to stop them from going through here. And then the kid goes, well, I'll fight with you too. And then the other two guys say, okay. You know, so they all jump into the fight. And then the battle starts. And again, it is just, you know, it's so over the top. Unlike, and you compare it to American Sniper, which isn't over the top, which is concise and tells a story and has, where it talks about, and talks about the horrors of war and killing. It also has a storyline to it where there's people that are, you know, that feel and that they, how it affects in the realism of war. This Sergeant Fury was nothing but a caricature of war. And what some people think is heroism or what. I mean, I'm sure. And then I watched, last night we watched a movie called When the Game Stands Tall. And it's a story about it's a true story based on a true story about a football team or a school in Southern California from Concord called the De La Salle Academy. Now, I thought, where have I heard of that before? And then I realized that when Enterprise played in the high school champion, you know, the Northern California Region Championship 2 years ago, they played De La Salle. And we talked about De La Salle back then, how it's a private school and that they offer scholarships to go to school. Kids get a good education, but they can kind of pick and choose too. And that came out during the movie, is that coaches are saying last year in the conference, you outscored your opponents 437-27. You know, you guys are cherry picking. You know, what chance do we have to play you guys? You know, to have a, you know, nobody has a chance because you offer scholarships. And the guy says, so we're going to be punished because we have a good, solid team that people want to come to the school for an education and they play. And they can play football or they can play basketball or they don't have to play and they get scholarships. We don't offer scholarships for athletics. We offer scholarships to go to the school. And and here is a movie that, you know, of course didn't do that great because it's an inspirational movie that they had praying in it, you know, before the games. And they talked about, why do we play? We play as a team to be a Spartan because we play for our teammates. We play for our brothers, which if you look at the battle scenes in American Sniper, and you talk to people, and it comes out in this game because they take them down to the, Oakland VA Center there, where they're working with men and women who have been wounded severely in the wars, who have lost limbs, and talking to one of them says, I fight. If they could put me back together, and the guy had no arm, half his face was blown off, and he said, if they could put me back together, I'd go back tomorrow. And the one football player looks at him and goes, well, why? He says, because I fight for my brothers. It is my family there. And that was the story of the team and how they regrew and how they, after they had 151 games winning streak and then lost two in a row, and then how they came back to win that year and win that championship again. So it's a story of inspiration. It's a story of people working together, of kids finding something bigger than they are, and that is the team. And that is the team concept, and that is playing for their brothers. In case sisters too. So two different movies. Both of them kind of purporting for teams, but in such a different way. One was lifting people up into a higher purpose. The other, I'm not sure. It was just a movie. It had no defining purpose. It had no really, at the end of it, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what am I supposed to take from this? That this is some kind of heroic battle there, or that it's unreal, it's comic book. Or a team that comes back after adversity and members of their team, of their graduating team have been killed. One of them have been killed in a, you know, just drive-by. Some kid just walked by and shot one of the kids. And that uplifts and that gives hope and future. That's the one. When the game stands tall. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linderbach.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bob. Good morning, my friends. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day out there today, and yet it seems like my sinuses don't understand that yet. For a week, I've been taking antibiotics for this flu thing, whatever it is. I'm wandering through life in this. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, our friends down there at Tobacco and Brew serve the best coffees and teas and cold drinks over at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco shop in Reading and probably all of Shasta County that has every type of tobacco and accoutrement you can possibly imagine, from lighters to pipe tamping equipment and pipes. Of course, all of that. And then the walk-in humidor with the finest rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado are in there. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And speaking of that, Wind River has rescinded their no smoking ban. That's right. Many complaints, impact on business. And Gary Hayward, Gary Hayward and had a magnificent idea. And he put it to fruition. He had to fight for it, and he did it. He said, look, let's try it. Let's try this. And there has, and they did. And, you know, and frankly, I liked it. I liked the fact that things were different there. Now, but after a steady stream of complaints and probably there's some suffering of business there, that they've decided to call it off. You know, if people want to smoke and gamble, then they're going to do that. Now, it doesn't mean the whole place is open for smoking. It never has been. There's been they have about I think probably 60% of the place is open for smoking, 40% isn't. Of course, the restaurants are never open for smoking. So, Elements, when you go down there on Sunday and join us for Linda's Valentine's Day show, there's no smoking in there, and great dinners and all this. So that's going on. So business is business. And Maria Roscoe said, as you notice, if you've been listening to our commercials, that they're talking about it now. They said, the casino officials said they wanted to protect their employees and customers from secondhand smoke, citing studies that indicate about 10% of the customers smoked. So, anyway, so it's it had an effect. So they tried it, and here's the good thing, is that they're flexible enough to say, you know what. And this shows great leadership on Gary Hayward's part, great leadership and great managerial style. He looked at it, and Gary knows everything that's going on there. And we're going to try and get Gary on here in the next week or so. He knows everything that's going on at the and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but just from listening to him, from being here, being a friend of mine, and listening to him talk, is that he knows everything that's going on at that casino. I mean, he's looking out 4 or 5 years ahead. If something happens in the kitchen, he has a chef in there talking to him about it. This isn't something goes, oh, okay, we'll tell him to take care of it. No, Gary Hayward takes care of business. He does a great job, and he supports this community. And a perfect example of this is when the women veterans were here. Over 100 women veterans showed up down at the Frontier Senior Center, and Wind River helped pay for that. And, as soon as he heard about it, boom, count me in. It's his exact words, count me in. Talk to Maria. And so it happened. So it said. So it should. So it is said. So it was done. Now, so he's taking a look at all these statistics. He's looking at what's good for his organization, good for his tribe, what's good for the rancheria, and he's made that decision. He didn't hang on to something because it was his idea, because he's worked so hard for it. He's looked at what works, what's not working, and he's changed it back to what works. There is the epitome of good leadership. Somebody that saw something, he believed in it, he tried it. Okay, it didn't work. Maybe we're too far ahead of the curve right now, which is, I believe it's really true. He's too far ahead of the curve, in the sense that this is going to catch up again. It'll happen again, but not right now. So hats off to Gary Hayward and Redding Rancheria and Wind River for trying this, for putting it on the line for this. Looking at all the statistics, okay, they've backed off, but there's still plenty of places there. They're putting in new ventilation systems. And, again, hats off to, Wind River. I'm glad to say that, we were here and we watched it happen and that the decisions they made were right and right for the time and right for their business. And Selmo's, as you all know, many of you know that Reversion Selmo was my friend. It's funny too, because people go, oh, I could be your friend. I don't apologize for my friends. I don't try to defend my friends. I don't say, well, blah, 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 blah. I don't do that. If somebody's my friend, they're my friend. You don't have to like my friends. You don't have to hang around my friends. If you're my friend, you're my friend. That's just, that's the way it is. I don't apologize for you. I accept the way you are. I don't try to judge you. If you ask for help or if you're truly my friend, I will try to give you help if I see things that have to be done. But, reverse left, of course, over a year ago. And they've opened up in Selmo's. They've opened up the restaurant again. I understand John Stadelli's up there cooking, and they opened it up, had a soft opening last weekend, which is cool. But the Inwood Five, the five people up there that are suing them, are still suing them because they don't want that restaurant open. They don't want anything to go on up there. They want Inwood Valley to be nothing but grass is what I need, not marijuana. But they don't want things like people to come in there and actually have jobs, and they don't want that to happen. They want to be able to walk on over to a Bear Creek Falls, and swim naked in there without anybody bothering them, even though it's not their own property. They don't want progress. They don't want any of this. So, even though that they paid $370,000 and some old vineyards paid $370,000 last year on just property taxes, and that 40 people have jobs and all these other things just in a small area there that could probably be employing probably close to 100 people when it gets up and moving again, which the new hopefully new owners were going to want to do. But there's still lawsuits are going on that are suing the new owners who haven't even lived here yet. They're suing the county and all this. I'd like to see is how come, where's the brouhaha that's raised by everybody that says, well, who are these people? They're trying to wreck these, wreck a new business even before it starts. But you're not going to see that because they're not a lightning rod like Reversion Selmo was. Okay. One of the things that you start seeing about people, you start seeing about things out there are, where are we going to, in this year? What are we going to do with business this year? We've had four of the five city council people on, and all the same, we're getting all kind of the same answers. So things are starting to move forward. It's not real fair to to lay too much onto the new ones, because they've just gotten here. But it is fair to lay it on the other ones and say, well, how come we haven't done this and haven't done that? How come it's taken us 3 years to do this and we're still not doing it, i.e. crime, getting people off the street? Now we're shifting into business today with Mark LaSalle from the EDC.
Well, have we made the attempt to get Mayor Sullivan onto the program?
I'm calling the mayor today, see if we can get her on for next week.
Have her explain some of her logic?
Well, it's just, she's been around since 2010, and now she's the mayor. We've heard both people. We ask them about the EUC and saying things like, I can make my own decision. But then you ask them about the other committees. They're really blank on that one. And then today, in today's paper, Greg Beal, who I think he heads up the Democratic Party here in town, or at least he used to. Greg's been on the show before. It's funny because Greg, when he's on the show, he's very, he's very level-headed and he doesn't get too excited about things. But when you read this piece, when it says "Speak Your Peace," and he compares the Tea Party to the Nazis in Germany in 1932, I mean, when you start comparing people to the Nazis in 1932, it tells me is that you really don't know who the Nazis were, because people have a passion for things and they speak out for things, then I guess you could say that then the ones that were, that were so much against the war in Vietnam were also neo-Nazis because they marched and they were violent and all this, and they wanted to change the structure the way they wanted it, the weathermen and all this. But because some people, that are from the Tea Party or purportedly from the Tea Party, raise questions and are vocal about it. You can say that they're being crass and rude and boorish, but to compare them to Nazis, I mean, that's kind of like what we go immediately into now, is that it's not that they're just boring or that they're trying to take over a meeting or something. They're immediately they've become Nazis. I think when people say they've become Nazis, they have no concept who the Nazis were. I don't see the Tea Party going out there and wanting to march people and put them into ovens. I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen that as being part of their structure. Part of their plan is to take everybody that's not like them and have them put into crematoriums. That's what Nazis were, Greg. Nazis were people that just hung people, that experimented on them, medically, took twins and did horrible things to them just to see how it would look medically, killed millions and millions and millions of people, murdered millions and millions and millions of people. See, I don't see that in the Tea Party charter. And if you do, I'm not sure. I think you've kind of like lost your objectivity or being able to say things. Was my was my idea. It's not. It just doesn't fit. On the other hand, you have a right to say anything you want because this is America. And the fact that the Record Search Light printed it, that's where the Record Search Light's at. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a really nice day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello, chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from the street from Sierra Gibbs. Estate jewelry, like you can't believe. He has the perfect bauble, the perfect gem, the perfect watch, brooch, ring for Valentine's Day, guys, or girls. If you're looking for a piece of jewelry, Leonard has it, and he has some really great sales going on. And if you don't see it, ask him for it. He has it. He has this really big safe there. He's got all types of stuff in there. Bev is in here, nodding her head up and down. Oh, okay. So you've been there before too, Bev.
Yes.
So you've been there too, and so you've he does. He's got some good stuff down there.
He does. He's got some nice opals.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's an opal expert down there in Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Good. Bev Mills.
Morning.
Good morning. The owner and, you're the you own a lot of things here that has to do with businesses, but Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's, that's true.
And that's why you're here today. Mm-hmm. Is that I just, it's kind of for two reasons. It's one, we haven't had you on for a while, and you know, and I know that you've played such a big part in our community, and people are going, well, how? Jersey Mike's has done more, and how long have you been open now?
Just a little over a year.
Just a little over a year. That's why. And you opened up by giving a lot of your proceeds to a veterans organization the day you opened.
Homeward Bound was our first opening week.
Yeah, Rob Burrows over there with the Northern California Veterans Museum and that Homeward Bound program. And since then, you have supported every Veterans Day organization that has come up. And I can't say enough from the veterans in this community, you know, how much we appreciate it and the thank you for what you've done.
Well, thank you. Our veterans are so near and dear to our hearts, and, you know, they play such a big role in this country and where we're at, and, you know, I can't really thank them enough. So we appreciate the opportunities to support them.
Well, the latest one was we had a first-time event. They were trying to gather women veterans, and it was the first time they've ever tried it up here in the Northern California area. And they said they wanted to, and because it's not something that's budgeted for, this kind of meeting, the people that were putting it on came up here and they came to us to see if we could help them find a place and help them with the logistics of it. Well, we found them a place, the Frontier Senior Center, and Wind River, who just happened to be here that day, said, oh, yeah, you know, we'll help you with that, and which they have. But then, and they said, well, we need lunch. And I said, well, how many people? Well, gosh, you know what? You know, a first time, maybe 50 women. So who do we think of right away is you all to see if we could have Jersey Mike's play with us. Well, of course, you signed on immediately. Well, then something really strange happened. 110 women showed up. And every week we're calling you with, we've got another 10 or 15 people. And you all never even blinked. Never even blinked on it.
It's just awesome to see something new like that and to go from like 30, 40, 50 to over 100. That's just, it's just so awesome.
I know. And I'm, you know, and this thing, we're having the ones that put it on, they're going to be on here soon, on the show soon to talk about what they accomplished. And the bottom line, though, is that the community stepped up again to support it. But you guys, tell me about you all. In Jersey Mike's. I know that you all have other business interests up here.
Well, we have Jersey Mike's and we also have the Carl's Juniors in town. So, and both of them offer senior discounts and support our veterans as well, veterans discounts. But Jersey Mike's is kind of a special, we've been here a year now and it's just been growing and getting the word out. But, you know, the sandwiches are just very unique with the Mike's.
They're great sandwiches. I mean, you make them completely different. You add the oil and the vinegar, but other spices that are kind of a secret type of spice that you add to it. Yeah.
And everything's made fresh and cut fresh and sliced as you go. So you're always getting a freshest quality.
So you don't get the package. You don't get all the packaged stuff. The lettuce and the tomatoes and all that, because you're cutting them right then.
Right.
And you can tell the difference. Linda, if Linda was here, she'd tell you that she can, when somebody puts the lettuce out of the bags, she can smell bleach. And, I mean, she's incredible that she, you know, so I stopped even trying to figure out how she can do this and how she can smell things from, you know, she smelled a gas leak once that nobody else smelled, but then the guy after he goes down and puts his head down, way down in there, and he looks in and he goes, oh, yeah, we got a little leak here. And I'm, so I don't even question anymore. I don't question anymore that, you know, if she says that there's something around, you know, that something's going on. But she loves she loves your lettuce and all the veggies that you have there.
Right.
So it's fresh, it's clean, and it's tasty. So my goodness, and the company supports veterans. This is a no brainer for me and several of my friends. So. How's it? I mean, of course you have Carl's Jr. And you have and Jersey Mike's that you opened up here in Reading. What's it look like for this year? I mean, you opened. I mean, it was starting to kind of maybe recover a little bit last year, but what do you think about this year?
This year's starting really strong, both concepts. So, you know, people are spending money right now. You know, I think the gas going down has helped.
That's really helped. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of inching back up, but you know, this year started off great. You know, the weather was good in January, but you know, last year was pretty dry in January too. So, you know, it's kind of a different. We've been up in sales. So.
Well, good. That's good. You know, we were just looking at it. We're at like 76% of the average. You know, of what our average should be as far as rain goes. And we're still trying to figure out how much. Would you ever figure out, Bob, how much rain was in the or how much water was in the dam?
Well, the experts at the government level have changed how they feed the data out. But what I found from the Bureau of Reclamation, as of last night's update, the current elevation of the dam, 974 feet above sea level. Depth at the dam, 424 feet. That's an increase of nearly 5 feet in the last 24 hours. And we are 92 feet from the top. This puts us a little bit ahead of last year. And as of last night, about 50,000 feet coming in and about 2,500 feet going out, rounding up slightly.
Well, that's good news.
That's big numbers right there.
That's big numbers there. And then because it helps all of us, because with the dam being up, and then people come in, and people come in, they need to eat. Mm-hmm. And they need to take sandwiches and places. So, do you have plans on expanding more?
We just opened one in Chico.
Okay.
So, I think we'll probably only do one in the town,
right,
because it's a big draw. Pull you well from all the different sides of town. Everybody's mm-hmm. coming in and out from everywhere. But we've opened one in Chico, and then we actually have three down in the Bay Area as well. So it's new to Northern California. We now have about 7 restaurants open in Northern California, counting the Bay Area and Chico Redding.
How did you get into this? And I'm talking about the original Carl's.
The original Carl's.
I mean, how did you get into that? Well, I mean, I know you and your husband and really good people. I mean, and you look at you all. I mean, it's, you know, and here's the part I really like, though. You guys are in there working. You're in there cutting. You're in there serving. And I'm looking, I said, this woman owns, she and her husband own, you know, several of these, and she's in here working just as hard as her troops are right now.
I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy the people and working at the restaurant. But I started with Carl's when I was in high school. It was my job as a senior. You know, I was working, and the company at that time had about 100 restaurants. They were expanding. They were moving to Northern California. I was going to Cal State Fullerton, and, you know, suddenly all they're moving managers from Southern California up to Northern. And so now they need a manager. I'm 20 and they're asking me to be a manager of a store. And then
Which is not an easy thing, is it?
No.
I mean, you're managing people, mm-hmm. which is never easy. Right. And it's not like in the military that if you've got a hammer over their head,
right?
You've got to lead. And, and then with all the other things that have to go on, plus, you know, having the inspectors up your, mm-hmm. up your apron all the time, I guess. So,
right.
Okay, so you're 20 and you're running
a store.
So
I'm 20 and I'm running a store, and I just fell into Carl's at the time that they were really expanding. And they're a great company, and Carl and Margaret and were so hands-on, and they knew every person. It was just a great company to work for. But then they started expanding, and then they went into franchising in the 80s. So they needed people to train the new franchise owners. So I became a franchise trainer. So now I'm training these owners that are going to go out and open their own stores. And then it evolved, and they needed...
What point did you go, you know, why am I training these guys? I can do this.
Well, you know, what's really funny is my dad was like, are you going to flip burgers your whole life? You're going to flip burgers your whole life. The last time he asked me that, well, was when I met him in Japan. I was in Japan opening a Carl's Jr. restaurant, helping them open the international restaurants, and he's in Japan on business, and we meet for lunch in Tokyo. And from that point on, he never again asked, am I going to flip burgers my whole life?
Well, you're there opening up. Well, Dad, you know, not exactly flipping them right now. So then from there, then you...
So from there, we met up with these stores up in the Redding and Red Bluff area. Had been franchised. The company had taken them back and then was refranchising them.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids at the time were in...
Because they were not meeting the goals, and so they can take those back as part of the contract. Okay.
Right. And so they decided to refranchise them, and my kids were in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at the time, and I'm like, well, this is a perfect time to move. So, you know, one of the franchise owners that we had been working with was a great guy, and he comes to me and goes, why don't you guys go, we'll buy those, and you go run them, and we split everything 50-50, and I'm husband and I, we came up here and looked and said, certainly we can live here. And that was it. We bought five stores, and now we have 12, and we've added in the Jersey Mike's.
Wow.
Never did finish college.
Never did finish college. Wow. Gosh, what a failure. No. You know what? Could you have a couple extra minutes to stay with us?
Sure.
Hey, well, I want to take a break here. You know, I want to continue to talk to Bev about this because I want to talk about the industry and, you know, when we start talking about raising wages and all these things and the total impact it's going to have on people. Mm-hmm. And a couple other things. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can assist you. Jeff guarantees his work, and he won't waste your time. He'll just tell you, I can't do that, or you're not going to like it if I do it because it's right to the center of your windshield. I recommend this. And Jeff, a veteran-owned business, is the true truth talker when it comes to these things. So give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I want you to want me.
Get more for your trade this month at Reading Kia. The President's Day sale is here, and Reading Kia is going to give you more for your trade this month.
More for your trade means some extra presidents in your back pocket and a brand new Kia with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
The all-new 2016 Kia Sorento is here right now. It's gorgeous. It's on sale. 0.9% financing for 36 months or 1.9 for 60 months, and you'll get more for your trade in, too.
Take home a beautiful 2015 Kia Optima, 0% for 60 months and $1,000 KMF bonus cash. That's a President Grover Cleveland.
And remember, you always get complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase. See Reading Kia for details. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and get more for your trade.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale and approval of credit. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for special interest and KMF bonus cash offer.
Get more for your trade this month at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading, ReadingKia.com.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:49 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. Hop onto our chat pack at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You're looking for a gun shop that has great great service, great customer service, any type of firearm, both pistol or long gun that you're looking for, shotgun, semi-automatic rifle, ARs. You name it, they've got it at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by and see John Bastiani. They pride themselves in their customer service. Buy local, shop local. They're very, very good. My guest, Bev Mills from, well, you have not only the Jersey Mikes, but all the Carl's Juniors in the area. And we're talking about how you got into the business. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, there's a lot of things changing over the last few years. One of them is the minimum wage law that's going to come out. What kind of impact does that have on restaurants like yours and so many other thousands?
It's tough. When you raise the minimum wage, regardless of whether you want to or not, mm-hmm. eventually prices are going to go up. And they go up all the way back to, you know, the beef and the corn and the tomatoes and the lettuce and everything coming in.
Everything that's grown, everything that's produced, everything that's built, every napkin, the price goes up.
Because minimum wage affects all of those. So everybody has to make an adjustment. And it almost seems like in the end, when the minimum wage goes up, the employee initially has some extra money, but then all those prices change and increase. And then in the end, I think the government's the only one who wins because they've got the employees' taxes that have gone up and they've got our portion of the taxes that go up and they have more money to spend. And then the net effect seems like you just don't have as much spending money again at the bottom because all the prices have gone up in between.
The taxes I pay to the government's gone up steadily, based on my employees for the last mm-hmm. year. I mean, I'm paying probably an average $200 to $300 more a month than I was mm-hmm. This time last year. And I'm trying to see what the difference is, and there's not that big a difference that I can see. And the only thing is that the government's taking more, so which is not unusual, I guess. Let's talk about the cost of just the cost of food now. I mean, if you just go and buy it for your own family, the cost of food in grocery stores is just – I mean, you've watched the price of meat just skyrocket. Corn, everything that seems like you can raise a price on, it has. Milk, eggs, part of it's due to new laws mm-hmm. and all these things we have on eggs and this, and then mm-hmm. The cap and trade for gas to bring it around. You see, does this so you've got a successful group of businesses here, but in a state that just is squeezing you more.
And the profit margins in restaurants aren't huge.
No.
10%, you're doing great. I mean, that's 10 cents on the dollar. So, when they come in and raise the prices of everything, that just keeps shrinking and shrinking. So it makes it harder. A lot of businesses are probably have to close.
Now, are you, for your people, does it mean less people when you're, when the minimum wage goes up, means less people you hire? And then if you add into that the cost of health care that you're now on the hook for, because you've got well over 400 employees out there.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that health care at all. And the documentation of the stuff we have to do. Right now there's a W-2 and you've got 1099s for businesses, but there's this new form, 1052. I'm not even sure what number it is, but we have to put those forms together for each employee and give it to the government to tell them how much we've spent and how much we've done. So the bookkeeping nightmare that's involved with this is...
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because you're right, because you have to put down, because if you don't, then... Because they're going to end up having to pay money if they don't have the insurance that you are, you're providing for them. So there has to be another form there that comes rolling through. This is just, we're in a perfect storm right now because, they're already telling you if you've got a tax problem, you just count on 50% of you are not going to even be able to get through to a tax professional. Now, of course, we in business turn ours over to CPAs whose whole mission in life is to do these things correctly. But, at a certain point, it takes them longer and longer and longer to do these things.
Yeah, this could be the last easy year for the employees to turn in their taxes this year. But yeah. Next year could be a whole nother nightmare.
Wouldn't that be something that you can't, they've made it so that because of different rules and regulations that you can't do it yourself anymore. Wow. anyway. Hey, but you all are, you know, like true entrepreneurs. You know, these are things are tough, but you've waded through other things that were mm-hmm. tough. What do you see happening here for you all and being here in Reading and all that? Is this something that's continuing to grow and that you just aren't going to just sit there and rest on your laurels? So.
Well, we're kind of in a holding pattern right now in the Jersey Mike's, working on getting that. But we do plan to expand that additional restaurants over the course of the next 5 years. We'll have another probably 4 or 5 restaurants out there. And then on the Carl side, we're pretty much saturated right here. There's 5 in this town already, so I can't see another one coming up here.
It's one down the street from us. I like it.
One down the street from everyone.
You're right. Well, there's one down the street from me, too. Oh, do we live close to each other? No.
I try to cut back on my grab-and-go food, but when it comes to such things, actually, Carl's is at the top of my list.
Yeah, well.
I
appreciate
it.
How much do you eat there?
Yes.
Do you stop by just to check it out, and all the employees know you?
Most of them, yeah.
Most of them know you.
Maybe not all the night ones. You know,
so you kind of come in there and you order a meal just to see what happens. Do you do that? Kind of the hidden boss.
Well, I'll go through the drive-through at times. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. You know what? The reason we had you on originally was, you know, it was just going to be for a few minutes to thank you for everything you've done for our veterans. And I just want to end up doing that, too. And I'm glad we've been able to hold you here for 30 minutes, because I love talking to entrepreneurs, the people that got into a business that's tough. And, you know, it doesn't have a big profit margin yet. You've managed to thrive in adversity during these last, especially the last 6 years. And, you know, everybody, you know, when you think about it, it started in 2007, I think, all this started coming apart. Mm-hmm. And here it is, 8 years later. And we're still not out of the woods yet. I mean, there's still more than an opportunity to fail at all of this stuff. And then see somebody that's not only has kept it together, but opened up new franchises and opened up a new spots, and, you know, and continues to help people. You're not holding what you've made. You are helping our community, and you're a big part of our community, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Well, I appreciate that. And our coming up, our month of giving is in March for Jersey Mike's, and we'll be our charity for the month will be the Shasta County Children's Abuse Council.
Okay.
So
tell us about that, and so what happened. That's next month. So mm-hmm. that just means...
So all month long we'll be taking donations for them, and then on March 24th, the last Wednesday, 100% of the proceeds that day goes to them.
Well, that's great. So, and you pick something every year for mm-hmm. that, your month of giving. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? It wouldn't be nice to have that happen everywhere. Okay. Well, look, anything that we can do to help you with that, I absolutely mean that. You know, get the word out and talk about the month of giving. And again, thanking you so much for everything that you've done for our veterans in this community, you and your husband and your family. I know your daughter's down there right mm-hmm. in the middle of the fight, too,
yes, she is.
Doing all this. And how the veterans, and again, the veterans, how much they appreciate everything you've done for us.
Well, we appreciate them as well.
Well, thank you. Bev Mills, she and her husband have got the Carl's Jr. franchises and Jersey Mike's. And if you haven't been to Jersey Mike's, and for some reason I can't understand why, it's down in the Trader Joe's shopping area there across, right next to Trader Joe's, in that little, I guess there's four building or four different businesses in that little spot, in that spot you're in.
Across the parking lot from Famous Dave's, right there in that
right there.
That
as soon
corner.
As you pull in, just pull right in and grab yourself. Get there and get the Jersey Mike specials.
There. Get it Mike's way.
Yeah, get it Mike's way. We like that. Okay, when we come back from our break from the news, we're going to have Mark LaSalle here. We're going to talk what's going on with our economy. What are they doing here? What kind of businesses are we talking about that are looking at coming into Reading? And what is happening at Stillwater? Is anything happening at Stillwater? That's the big question. And, we hear all of these. We hear rumors. Well, Mark is the guy that can tell us what's happening. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Los Angeles police say officers' bullets hit and wounded a gunman who smashed up a car during a wild car chase last night. Motorist Elizabeth Urahan is a woman who was traumatized when the gunman forced her out of her car. She spoke to KNBC-TV.
He told me to get out of my car. He told me like twice, and he just opened the door, and that's when I ran out of the car.
A report of a possible stolen car led to the chase last night east of Los Angeles. Also at SRNews.com, the same Alabama judge once removed from the bench for defying a federal court order to remove a Ten Commandments monument from a courthouse is defying orders to permit same-sex marriages now in the state of Alabama. The U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for the marriages yesterday, but Judge Roy Moore says he's standing up to what he calls unlawful federal authority to impose the so-called marriages. Some counties are ignoring Moore's orders, so in some counties you cannot marry, others you can. That caused some people to cheer yesterday, but not everybody. Pat Staver is chairman of the Liberty Council and says as the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to rule later this year on a ruling that could actually affect marriage in every state, he thinks that some judges have already made up their minds.
I think that more than marriage being on trial, the United States Supreme Court's legitimacy is on trial.
U.S. wholesale businesses increased their stockpiles in December, but at the slowest pace in 17 months. And as Jeremy House reports, sales were weak for a fifth straight month.
The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles inched up 0.1%, the smallest increase since a similar rise in July 2013. Inventories were up 0.8% in November. Sales at the wholesale level declined 0.4% in December, matching the decrease the month before. The deceleration of stockpile growth in December may be a reaction to the sales slowdown, with businesses cutting back on restocking in the face of weaker demand.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed a new drug czar. We get more from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says drug abuse is a serious problem, especially in his home state.
All told, the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy reports that about 1,000 Kentuckians lose their lives overdosing on drugs every year, which is more than we lose in fatal car crashes.
That's why he says he supports Michael Botticelli for director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts agrees.
I believe he is going to make a superlative director.
Michael Botticelli has served as acting drug czar since March. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The case of the missing Marine opens today in North Carolina. Lawyers for both sides are laying out their arguments before a military judge at Camp Lejeune. Corporal Wasef Hussan faces charges of desertion, larceny, and destruction of property after he disappeared from his post nearly a decade ago. This is SRN News. The federal government is pledging $3.2 million to help save the monarch butterfly. The iconic orange and black butterfly can migrate thousands of miles between the U.S. and Mexico every year.
The species has experienced a 90% population decline. About $2 million will restore more than 200,000 acres of habitat from California to the Corn Belt. The rest will be used to start a conservation fund, the first dedicated solely to monarchs, that will provide grants to farmers and other landowners to conserve habitat.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. For factory workers who have not been replaced by robots, it may just be a matter of time. A report from the Boston Consulting Group says that cheaper and better robots will be replacing human workers at factories around the world at a faster pace over the next 10 years. According to the report, that will drive labor costs down by about 16%. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, of course. Locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 365-3793. They give senior and veterans discounts. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to our chat room. Good morning. Let me see. S. Flow and Jarhead and Sun Gold and Onion Grower. And gosh, everybody's in there. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. You know, Owens Pharmacy has something they've started called MedSync. That means is that if you've got one prescription or many prescriptions, that they have them, they time it so all the pills come to do at one time. All your prescriptions come due at one time. One phone call, one trip. And what happens if you can't make the trip and you're on our MedSync sign-up sheet? You get your prescriptions delivered free of charge. That's right. You can't get down there. The prescriptions come to you. And your pharmacist at Owens Pharmacy, knows you. They're your last line of defense. They're the ones that are going to check your meds out. They're going to make sure you're getting the right ones. Isn't it nice to know you've got somebody kind of like got you back, covering your six? That's Owens Pharmacy. Six locations right here in the Reading area, and most locations are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. You've got to try them out. Owens Pharmacy, that's who we go to. I like having somebody that's got my back. Bob, what's the weather look like officially?
Well, officially, Carl, we got mostly sunny skies for the next several days. Highs in the mid to lower 70s. As we check the weather radar, not a lot happening there. A little bit of clouds in the foothills. Temperatures ranging anywhere from about 37 to 45. Right now in downtown Reading, it is 45 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Our friends down there, customers are warm friends. And with this type of weather, they will be warm. It's I can't tell whether this is what kind of weather this is. I can't tell if I'm in spring or fall or winter anymore. So, but Mark Lasalle is here.
You're in Shasta County.
I'm in Shasta County. If I don't like it, wait a day.
Exactly.
So 14 microclimates.
What would you call this, Mark? I mean, what kind of weather is this? Would you? You're from a New Zealand boy, right?
I'm a New Zealand boy, and at this time of the year would be. What month are we in? February?
February.
It would be just late summer.
Summer.
This is almost about the same kind of
Isn't this the same kind of temperature you have down in New Zealand right now?
So why am I wearing a jacket? I should be in a beach shorts.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here. I have my choice. But should I wear a long sleeve kind of rugby shirt today, or should I wear a Hawaiian shirt? You know, just, you know, because it's going to be that one of those kind of
days. I thought
you
were wearing the rugby shirt in my honor.
Well, the New Zealand Blacks.
All Blacks.
All Blacks.
The All Blacks.
All
yep.
Blacks. Okay.
Yep.
And these guys here, of course, having been a part of my life, I knew a New Zealand woman, and we used to watch the All Blacks play, and it was quite the show there, and she was rabid.
It is indeed.
It's a way of life out there.
When the All Blacks are playing, God steps aside. I'm sorry about that. I don't mean any offense by that, but, you know, he knows where the attention is.
Well, I tell you, you know, and I remember because it was many years ago and I was in another country. I was in Europe. And the All Blacks were playing the French and the French ran over them. And her comment was, she says, the problem is that the All Blacks are such a tight team. They're such like family and that they won't cut the people that they've lost a step. And she said they keep maybe a year too long, and because they are so close, and then people just love them down there.
It is. It's a crazy vibe for the country, but there's nothing more passionate when the All Blacks are playing South Africa, and you get the All Blacks and Springbok games, and everything just shuts down, and it's It's a little insane. I don't know why we got off on that topic.
Well, you know, rugby, because – well, it kind of starts off a little bit because Linda and I were watching a little bit of a rugby game the other day, and she says, what exactly are the rules? And I said, well, it's the rules are pretty much wide open, but I don't think you can tackle below the waist. Or I know you can't block.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't block.
You can't block.
But
no.
You can't tackle
the guy with. Yeah. You can only tackle the guy with the ball.
Okay.
But you can tackle him in any way you like.
And, okay.
But you can only tackle the guy with the ball. In fact, I watched an American come down to a team that I was coaching in New Zealand before I came over here. This was a long time ago. And we put him in the second half and thought we'd let him have a run and all. So we put him way out on the wing on the end. Mm-hmm. And he just charged his opponent, bang, just took him out of play. And this poor guy was out cold for about 45 minutes. He'd never seen anything like it and didn't know it was coming. And so it was
He just ran over and hit me.
All of us, exactly.
Well, anyway, okay. You know what? And here's how I can segue from rugby to what you're doing now. It's an all-out game, and you're never quite sure who's going to come in. You just hope everybody plays by the rules, right? But we can still get knocked out for 45 minutes. How are we doing with the of course, you head up the EDC.
Right.
And there's something always churning going on there. What are we looking at for 2015, my friend?
You know, we're actually starting off with a pretty good pipeline. I mean, I've been with EDC now. This would be my fourth year. And this is by far the strongest pipeline we've had going into the year. But I've just got to kind of temper that by saying it's a long, long process. I mean, we've got some really good companies looking at us of all sizes and scales, of all kinds of backgrounds. We've got some international brands that are looking at us, I mean, which would just change this whole environment. But it's a long process. I mean, when someone's spending $5 million, $50 million, or $150 million, they don't rush it. They take their time. They do their due diligence.
We're talking years.
And it's a multi-year process.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you an example. We had one we were working on. They were here four times last summer. We went into some fairly in-depth discussions on things in terms of, you know, what we were offering and what we would do to help them along the way. They came back this year. We were actually one of three sites they're looking at. They started off looking in five states, 30 different sites. And we're down to one of three, and they were going to be spending the next 7 or 8 months going through it. And all of a sudden, I get an email the other day saying, well, they've had a couple of things that have come up in Asia, and they need to be focusing on that, so our project's being tabled for a year. So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff we deal with all the time. I mean, it's a constant
push. What
happens
when you get that? I mean, I know you're a pretty level-headed guy.
You don't want to know what happens when I get that.
Oh, when you get that, I mean, do you go home that day and have
you don't hear me?
I was wondering what that was.
The river trail is not long enough on that day, I can tell you. No, but it's part of the process. I've been in this type of business all my life, you know, in real estate before it. And so, you know, these are big deals, and they take a long time, and you've just got to be patient and know when the time is right, they will do it. And when everything lines up for the company to be here, they'll be here.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes I kind of feel like that. You know, remember the picture of the two buzzards sitting on the branch, and they're looking down in the valley down there, and there's something crawling along. He says, you know what? Hell, let's just go down and kill something.
Kill something, yeah.
You know, don't you kind of feel like that?
It does, and sometimes I feel like the piece of fodder on the ground. and the community of the buzzards looking down saying, when the hell are you going to move? It's a constant one. I recognize this is a community that badly wants something to happen, badly needs something to happen, but we've just got to be patient. And you know, on the corporate side, it's still very, very slow out there. I mean,
it is.
I was back with 3M on the Moody Fab project in May, and I was back at their corporate headquarters and talking to their VP for real estate. He was doing his first site location project in 8 years, and this is the 16th largest company in the world. I mean, it's still very slow.
Well, you know what? People don't realize that 2007, I got back from Iraq that year.
Right.
And had my buddy who was huge in real estate in Las Vegas, and I had bought something. And, I mean, I came back, and I watched in 2007, that's 8 years ago, because I got back about this time. In fact, 8 years ago, I'd been back in country like 4 or 5 days. And I watched it plummet several $100,000.
I was going to say, welcome home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, welcome home. Yeah. And I'm like, well, what happened, boys? Well, I was gone.
Yeah.
And so it's – and I just – and so it's been 8 years.
Yep.
And I you know, people, the economy this and the economy that. I'm still looking out there thinking, I'm not seeing all that happening. Even, you know what I mean? You see
something. Well, the other side of it is, you know, the stockholders took took a beating for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the corporations felt an obligation to get them something back. So that the last 3 or 4 years, they haven't been expanding. They've basically been refitting a lot of their existing facilities. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that refitting is costing jobs because they're going robotic in a lot of the refit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're working on building a bottom line for their investors for a period of time, which they need to do before they expand. And so we're just going through this process. You know, I can tell you we've got some good companies out there looking at it. It's going to come.
Good, because that's what I want to talk about when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. Mark LaSalle's here from our EDC. And we're talking about those companies that are looking at us out here and some of the things we can do in Reading to help maybe entice them in. And I want to talk to you about crime in Reading because, you know, this is one of the major things that I think has an impact on if people want to come here or not. And just from stuff I hear and from things that I've talked with other people. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch natural premium beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter red blend wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's produce department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound, navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport next to Windsor Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, and I'm the president of Powerhouse Solar. All solar cells are not created equal, and the SunPower module using Maxeon technology are the finest solar cells on the planet. The challenge that they've had over the years is to make the connections on the tops big enough to carry the current, but small enough as to not shade the cell. There was a professor at Stanford, Dr. Richard Swanson, who looked at this technology and said, well, we can do this different. And he came up with what's called the Maxeon cell technology. What they get is 100% now of light transfer. He fully flooded the backside of the cell with connectors, and so he gets the full flow of current on the backside of the cell. So what that means to you and I is more energy, more sensitivity to light. SunPower panels come on earlier in the day, and they draw more light in a low light scenario. They're the best cells connected together, give us the best solar modules in the world.
Powerhouse Solar, your SunPower premier dealer. Watch the full interview at powerhousesolar.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:20 in the morning today, February the 10th, Tuesday, 2015. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, in the business for over 20 years, providing just, you know, just great service for all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We use Alliance Heating and Air. Martin's going to come over and do some things underneath the house here. It's going to make our systems work even better than they do, if that's possible. And if you've got an emergency, they're there for you 7 days a week or 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air, good people there. Our guest, Mark LaSalle from our EDC here. And when we left, Mark threw you through something tantalizing out there, the type of people that are coming, type of businesses, you know, that we're looking at. You know, and so what kind of things are, that want to come to Reading? What kind of businesses are really looking at Reading? I mean, of course, we can't get into specifics, but what kind of businesses are looking at us?
You know, there's a variety of companies that businesses look at us. And people say, you know, what do you recruit to? You know, why do people come here? And we recruit to our resources. So depending on who we are, or who we're talking to, is the resources we put in front of them, and that's what they respond to. For example, we've got a couple of companies, right? I'm going to start at the high end and work down. But
okay,
a couple of companies looking at us, these are international companies of a scale that we've never seen in this area before. And the reason they're here is because they're going to be doing very large projects that require large parcels of land to do it, and there's nothing available in California. Other than Stillwater Business Park is a major portion of it, where they can go out and get 90, 100, 150 acres of clean ground to be able to go and do a facility rather than doing it on an old Air Force base or whatever it might be.
Okay.
So from that level of business, we put something like that in front. And ideally for them, they're trying to get to the California market and they need somewhere to do their manufacturing nearby. If it's a California business, usually some of their issues are labor costs, building costs, electrical costs.
Mm-hmm.
We will push those kind of pieces in front of them and attract them on that end of it.
Okay.
If it's Silicon Valley right now, it's water. Silicon Valley is having serious issues with their water quality controls, and some of their chip grinding companies and other pieces are really having to have look
elsewhere. They're heavy water users.
They're heavy water users, and they're producing heavy water. So, you know, we can help them on that part of it. Again, it's going, you know, it's looking at our resources and what works for these companies to move to.
You know, does the trying to entice somebody to come to California, is that tougher?
Absolutely.
With the terrible reputation, well-deserved reputation that we have.
You know, I saw an interesting thing the other day, and it was a survey of site selectors and corporate execs. And these are the people that make the main corporate decisions on the corporate expansion. And, Texas was number one for a location to go to. California was number one as the worst location to go to. And that's how it was presented. And they actually showed the top three and the bottom three. But then when you actually went in and you read the survey, although we were number one is the worst place to be, we were also number 10 on the best place to be list. Texas was number one on the best place to be list. They were about number 8 on the worst place to be list. So a lot of it depends on the companies you're talking to and how they see it and whether you can tell your full story of what's really going on.
Hmm.
So are we a total write-off in California? Absolutely not. I mean, we still have one of the biggest markets in the world, and companies will go through the process and what California asks them to do to get to those markets. And it's interesting, particularly international companies. European companies have no concern about being in California.
Because their taxes they're used to and the restrictions they're used to over there, they're actually not as much here.
Exactly right. Wow, I mean, they don't see California as being an issue at all. So, again, it's going through this whole maze and finding those companies that can work here.
Just came out today that Rick Perry, who's been saying that if you use, you know, the formulas that they've used in Texas, that for the last 8 years they've provided one-third of all the new jobs in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the government has parsed that or crunched that down, and they said, well, no, they're wrong. It's only 25% of the jobs.
Yeah, I know.
Of all total jobs in the United States have been produced, new jobs have been produced in Texas. And I'm like, oh, okay, only 25% of the jobs. Okay, you know. It depended on, and if you look at his high end, yeah, okay, he did. He got a third of them. But, I mean, there's something they're doing there.
That, well, and you know what? It starts at the top.
Yeah.
He's the governor of Texas, and he is in California a day a week and other places around the country looking for business to move to Texas himself. You know, it starts at the top if you want it to happen, and unfortunately, we haven't had that in California.
Is lack of a four-year institution sitting right here in Redding, is that a problem? It's an educational institution. Even though we have Simpson, and I don't want to I don't want to denigrate Simpson or Shasta College, but a lot of people say, oh, if we just had a four-year college like Chico here.
It's not a problem. Is it a weakness for us? In some ways it is, yes. I mean, obviously with technology today and startup world are all built around universities as a rule. So it makes it a little more difficult on that end of it. At the same time, fortunately with technology today, we're able to kind of do more than we ever could before, be more competitive than we ever could before. And the reality is, are we ever going to get a four-year Cal University? It's not going to happen. I think we both know that.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be real.
Not in the foreseeable future.
I don't spend a lot of time working on things that we can't change. I try and work on the things that we do have and what we can build.
And we can work around that one.
Absolutely.
Because we've got one that's close to us, plus the fact
that
we
work with Chico State here. Shasta College is actually doing some excellent work right now and bringing out some new advanced manufacturing programs to help us in educating the new labor force that we need for manufacturing.
Simpson is broadening its
Simpson's broadening their
space and all this.
The good thing that Simpson does is that they do a lot of, put a lot of adult education. And people that were marginalized before, they're putting back into the workforce in good jobs. I mean, they're both doing an excellent job for us.
It's great. Stillwater is still out there, and it's a plum. I mean, it's obviously it's everything's ready. It's shovel ready for anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has written in and said, "How about we build a prison there, a private prison, out at Stillwater?"
Horrible idea.
Horrible idea.
Horrible idea. Is that really what we want to be? I mean, what we put in Stillwater is going to set the tone for the primary side of this community going forward. And by primary, I mean the industrial side that exports their product. And, do we really want to take Stillwater and do that with it? No. I think, I can't share with you company names or things on that end of it, but I can tell you we have a couple of major companies looking at Stillwater. Is it going to happen this year? Probably not. Is it going to happen sometime in the next 2 or 3 years? I'd say probably 75-80% it will.
Wow.
When it happens, it's going to be a game changer for this community. So we've got some good things going
on.
And
I understand what you're saying here. We can't give up. You can put the prison anywhere.
Stillwater
may not be the spot for it.
I hate to say it, wherever you put it, there's going to be locals that are not going to be happy. But
yeah, that's true.
But I think, Stillwater has, as I said to you earlier, Stillwater is one of the few locations in California where you can get large sites of clean ground to go and build a facility. And that's a rare occurrence. I mean, we had this one company I mentioned earlier looking at 30 sites in the West. They're down to 3, and we're the only site in California on the 3 because of Stillwater. Let's not blow that.
Yeah,
let's keep that for something really worthwhile.
This is an international company, too.
These are international companies.
All right, good. What would you do? I tell you what, I'm going to take an early break. Mark, you're king out here for a day here in Shasta County and in the city here. What are some of the things you would do to make it easier for businesses when we come back?
You want me to run off in the break and find that answer?
Well, I just want you guys, if anybody can
king
answer
for a
that.
Day.
Yeah, king for a day all here. Right. And what were some of the things? Because this is what I asked Brent, and this is what I asked Kristen, and this is what I asked. I said, okay, look, you all have, you are entrepreneurs that are working within a system, and that's difficult. The people in the system themselves are successful in the system because they work inside the system. When they get outside the system is when they start having problems. On the other hand, you bring in entrepreneurs who are not used to working inside that system, now have to work inside the system. I mean, you look at it and you think about how it doesn't work when you've got two diametrically opposite groups of people, that's what I kind of want to get into on this, because you're working with both sides here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
That time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
The head of the trail. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Good morning, my friends. It's 8:33 in the morning. 54 degrees. It's going to be a nice day here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You know what? It's the cheers of barbershops. I think I'm going to head down there today to get my hair cut. It's Tuesday, and it seems like a good day to do that. Besides the fact that the hair all over my head has gotten very long. It's longer than the beard on Bad Bob's face. Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place to go to. Head on down there on right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from Subway. Mark LaSalle. Who is the president and CEO of the Economic Development Corporation here in town, is our guest, and we're talking. Okay, I left him as king for a day. And all right. The way you'd like to see things happen here in Reading.
Okay, let me kind of angle that a little bit towards, you know, what people ask me all the time. You know, what's your vision for the future? What would you see Reading as an ideal future looking like? And you know, to be king for a day, I don't want to be a head-hunting king and, you know, chopping this and cutting that and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's really looking at, you know, what can we use, what fits into the rules we have to play with today and the resources we have today, and what can we be in the future if we put our minds to it. And this is what I work on every day. And the first thing is we've got to get back to having a more diversified economy. You know, we started off as a natural resources economy. We grew into a basically service, government, and retail hub. And that comes out of being the largest community in the region. People come to us for these three things. Unfortunately, the value of the jobs that we create in those are generally lower value type jobs. We use a measurement of output. Whenever a job is created, what's the total output of that job to the community? Not just the salary that's attached to it, but by the time those dollars go through the community. Those three sectors have an average output of between $60,000 and $80,000 per job. A manufacturing job is in excess of $300,000 per job. A technology job is almost $200,000 per job.
A manufacturing job, like manufacturing of anything.
Of anything. Well, not of anything. Obviously, it varies within manufacturing. Right. But on an average, it's – and the reason being is they use a lot of resources. They buy a lot of stuff. They recreate stuff. They use a lot of electricity. They use a lot of shop space. They use large buildings. They pay a lot of taxes. So by the time their dollars go through the community, it's four and five times what these other jobs that we've been creating have been. So my vision for the community is that we build a more diversified economy, that we get back to that type of economy. When I came to town in 1982, you know, we had almost 18-19% of primary industry in this community. Today, we're down around 4%. In California overall, it's 10%. That's the piece we've got to rebuild in the, in this community to remake it, to restructure
our economy. A diversified economy. We need a factory of some kind.
When I say a factory, I don't mean
a factory, quote, with big smokestacks. That's not what I'm talking about.
Economic factory.
An economic factory,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
And so there's two ways that comes about. One is we on the manufacturing side, we find that major player to go into Stillwater. When that company goes into Stillwater, it's going to attract four or five support companies around it. That then becomes our brand on the manufacturing side, you know, whatever that might be. And we start building our economy, you know, or that becomes a major contributor to our economy. Will it be the only contributor? No. Hopefully it'll be just a part of it because of the diversification. But that will get things going. It'll be a game changer. Alongside that, we develop our entrepreneurial community. They start to build, and right now we've got 50 companies we're working with under the radar. One of those is going to rise up to the surface and hopefully go big one day. This is the way they all work. One of them goes big. When that happens, they spin off a number of companies, and they all start to develop. So within that world, we develop that brand that goes with it. And this becomes a diversification of the community into three or four different areas away from just being a regional hub.
You know, one of the things that I – and Bob, I'll get to you just a second, partner. One of the things that I've always wanted to do, and you and I have talked about it, and I've talked about it for 6 years now, is going to universities, sending out, you know, your reps to these universities and setting up almost like a job, you know, almost like a tech boosting firm and say, you come to Reading, we're going to give you free office space, we're going to give you free electricity, you know, we're going to do these things for you. If you come here, you know, and you sign a contract, though, that you're going to be here for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
We're going to help you. We're going to mentor you because we've got all these really very bright people out there that can help mentor them in this. And we're looking for that. And we take 25 of them. And maybe one of those 25 is, builds the Mac or something like this. I mean, is that totally out of the realm of things? Is that too far out there?
No, it's not too far out there, but is it something's done all the time? It's a challenge. I mean, a lot of these entrepreneurs go through university. They develop their ideas within the university environment. Mm-hmm. When they get out, they've got all the resources around them where they are, and they've just spent 4 or 5 years living in a place with all the resources, developing these ideas. They don't just get up and run to a new community to do it. And
right. so they tend to stay pretty close to it.
You've got to entice them. And so, you know, what we've got now is almost like second and third generation projects that these entrepreneurs are doing. Okay. The ones coming to Reading have already often done projects before, and now they're coming up here on the residual of those first projects, setting up a lifestyle, and now they've got other ideas they want to start developing.
Okay.
Are they good ideas? There's some fantastic ideas out there, and some that I think will go, you know, some big ideas in amongst them, and they're the ones we got to develop.
Bob?
Well, you know, I've been hearing Pat Kite. Well, I heard about Pat Kite talking about this stuff back in like 03, 04, you know. And it seems like we've built the dance floor, the band is playing, and we're just waiting. We're in that awkward moment waiting for somebody to step out onto the dance floor.
Somebody to ask us to dance?
Yeah.
We're sitting over there. My gardenia is getting a little wilted. Is that it? And You know what? But let's take this to that next step then. I mean, because you're right. Because we have companies here in town that people have no idea, like, or in this area, like, you know, the world's largest strawberry producing, you know, I mean, you know, the plants, they ship them all over the world, tires, honeybees. I mean, these are things that are going like that, but that's not a high impact type of business we're talking about like here.
You know, these are all good companies, and they're part of the fabric that makes up our manufacturing side. Again, though, what really, you know, people kind of say, you know, what's our brand? What are we known for?
Yeah.
And that normally comes out of one of the companies going big. I mean, whether it's national or international, whatever, to a scale that everybody starts to recognize it, and then you get spin-offs from that company around that network. And that's when you become known for a brand. And we haven't had anything go to that scale yet.
Okay. Are we sending people down to Southern California? I mean, you know, I guess I could say in a general sense. Are we sending people down to Southern California and taking down one of our, you know, our DVDs, or walking down there and saying, you know, you tired of this? Are you tired of traffic, of 8 hours a day of traffic? And you could come up here and we'll build you, you know, because Oregon, I understand, puts buildings up for people. Yep. You want to move here, and we're going to build this for you. Here it is. How do you want us to build it? And then they get businesses that way.
I mean, is that too much? Is something we do. We go to trade shows, we go to conferences, we're out there amongst this group all the time. The real part is, you know, companies aren't moving all the time overnight. I mean, right. it's a constant piece finding companies, and one, they show us a little weakness that they'll listen to us, and then we kind of play on that. But it's, you know, it's a 2 or 3 or 4 year process. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've got probably 30, 40 companies out there right now that we talk to at different times, or we send stuff to at different times that we're working with, that we think are going to move or whatever. You know, in the last 3 or 4 years, 3 or 4 of them have moved. You know, I mean, it's a hard one to get them to move. And particularly manufacturing, it's not like a insurance company or a real estate office or even a small tech company where they can pick up and move to Reading and set up a shop for $10,000 or $20,000. These are companies that are, you know, $5, $6, $7 million for a small shop to come in and set up. They just don't move quickly. I mean, they really need to know that everything's on their side before they can do it. So it's a long process.
Two questions. The first one is the airport, the airfield.
Yep.
One airline. How big an impact is that on us?
It hurts us. I mean, unfortunately, our airport is the biggest issue we have is the weather of San Francisco and the fact that we've got Sacramento 2 hours away and all the service that Sacramento provides. And if we didn't have those two things, we'd probably have a lot better service, and that would certainly help us, no doubt about it. You know, I want to actually get back onto the airline one before we leave today, because there's some good stuff going on out there. And the key piece about the airport is we've got to get out there and support it. I mean, if we want it to happen, we need to be supported.
The community pretty much has. I mean, the community is stepped up with $1 million. I mean, it's still in that. Isn't that still in that fund
the
there?
Business community stepped up with $1 million. And that's still on the table for attracting.
Right.
Attracting. But right now, we're working with United. And SkyWest flies a local run for United. We have jet service starting on March 5th. Mm-hmm. And basically, when we met with them back in December of this year with SkyWest, we said, you know, let's make this a new start point where we'll try and, you know, they're going to work on their reliability issues, working on their pricing issues. And they've come out with a whole new pricing structure, which I think you're going to find pretty amazing. I'm going to have some final numbers on it later today. But if anybody is getting ready to fly, before you automatically go to Sacramento, get online and see what the cost is out of Reading.
Well, you know what? We've done that. You know, last year when we took a trip, we actually, when we were working through Avante Travel and all that, we flew out cheaper out of Reading. All of us flew out of Reading together, flew out cheaper than we would have by flying out of Sacramento.
You're going to find it significantly cheaper as in the last 3 weeks.
Well, so you know what? That's the big – that's one
the
of the
– that
was like number
there.
Two it, reason not to do it is because it added $400 onto a trip, you know, to fly out of here. You know,
yeah, used to be an issue.
Yeah.
And what happened, we met with them and they were doing monthly adjustments in their pricing. And we said, you know, why don't you just take Sacramento plus a difference? And it was a, you know, it was actually, we negotiated the difference on it. And I think anybody that looks at it now will look at the cost of going to Sacramento, parking your car. You're going to find it's cheaper to go out of Redding. And
That's great.
The key thing we've got to do right now is we have service to Redding. We're at about 75% occupancy. We've got to get that up over 80. Once we get it over 80, they've told us they'll work on trying to get more flights and more growth to Reading. But we've got to support it to make that happen.
When we get flights over what now? Over 80% full?
Once we get our seat occupancy up over 80%,
okay.
They've said to us they'll get more flights coming to Reading. So That's the piece we got to build on.
Okay. Now, that's so important. What you just said was probably one of the most important things you've said all day.
Well, I didn't say it very often. You've got to dig deep.
Well, I know, but, you know,
it's absolutely
important.
This
is huge. This means it's things like then I'm going to take a trip down to L.A.
So check out of Reading before you go to Sacramento.
That's what I mean. But, I mean, yep. I'm going to take a trip down to L.A. Yep. that maybe I wouldn't have.
Right.
Just to do something like this and, you know, to try something out.
And
like
the good
this.
Part is as of March 5th, you'll be sitting in a nice little twin jet, and it's a beautiful little aircraft, and I think you're going to enjoy the trip.
Somebody said, why don't we go to Oakland instead of San Francisco?
Oakland is a we'd like to. It's just finding providers to do Oakland. A number of the point-to-point providers go out of Oakland. For example, I think it's JetBlue and a couple of others. Unfortunately, they won't fly into small markets like Reading. The only ones that fly into Reading are the ones that run hubs, such as United, and they use Reading as filler to the hub.
All right. We got to take a quick break here. Mark LaSalle, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, is our guest. And I've got some great – I have a really good question here about Amazon.
Cool.
And from one of our listeners. I've got a whole bunch of questions. Plus, Billy Bob, if you hang on just till after the break, we'll get to you. You'll be our first person. We'll be right back.
And experience the charming and delightful Grace Place Tea House and Boutique in downtown Reading. Enjoy a Pete's specialty tea or coffee along with a meal or delectable treat. Meet with friends, do business using free Wi-Fi, or enjoy the peaceful charm alone with a good book. Grace Place is the perfect place for special occasions. Located at 1448 Pine Street in Reading, all proceeds benefit Shining Care, a nonprofit serving local seniors. Visit graceplaceteahouse.org for more information.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? No, I am.
It's Carl and Linda Bach and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. It's Tuesday morning. It's the 10th of February. 54 degrees out there. Our last segment here. I hope you're planning on joining Linda and at Elements Lounge, Romance on the River, for this February the 14th for Valentine's Day. She's got a special show there. It's going to go from 6 to 8. Dinner starts at 5, special dinner menus, and we're just going to have a great time. You know, I think maybe, I'm not sure if it hasn't been sold out already, but why don't you join us? We're going to have a great time. You'll be get in there, have a great dinner, have some really super music, dancing, the whole thing. Give them a call at 243-3377, 243-3377, Wind River Resort, and ask for Elements Lounge and say, hey, I want to be there for Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. I think you're going to have a great time. We always do down there. My guest is Mark LaSalle from the Economic Development Corporation. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning. Thank you so much for waiting.
Oh, no problem, Carl. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, Mark, I wanted to ask you directly. You hit on it a little earlier, this Moody Flats. This is one of the big pieces to the puzzle in this area, and we're getting a lot of flack from the environmentalists. And we have no support from our local supervisors that I can find. Even Bill Chappelle is waffling on this. But we know the other supervisors are going to thumbs down. But this is 3M Corporation, 16th largest company in the world, like you mentioned. But I was wondering, what exactly are you lobbying or doing anything with the Board of Supervisors to get this project through? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you. You know, first of all, let me address the Board of Supervisors. They have to make the ultimate vote on this. It's going to be down to five people. You know, there's no reason for them to show their hand yet. They've got to listen to everything that's coming in. They're not there to alienate people. They're not there to create a war out of this. They're listening to both sides. I think they're taking a very correct posture on this. Sit there, take the information, and by the time it gets to them, I think they'll be ready to make a decision. As far as the EDC is concerned that I represent, we're actually in support of the Moody Flats project. It's kind of a lonely position right now. but the reality is, you know, we are asked to go out and build primary jobs in this community. And I'll give you just a few quick numbers as the reason for that. During the construction phase of this project, this is going to be an $85 million construction phase. You know, it's going to be 6 years of construction. 510 direct and indirect jobs created during that construction phase. And, you know, this is going to be a huge project. When it moves into production, there's going to be 50 on-site jobs, another 130 off-site jobs, a $10 million payroll, a $24 million output, which I explained earlier, to the region. This is going to have a significant impact. You know, tax revenues, it's about $2 million in revenues a year, one in direct tax, another in indirect tax. If we want fire protection, if we want police, or sheriff's department in the rural areas, if we want health care, these are the things that go to support it, is these taxes. You know, what are we willing to give up to have it? You know, if we don't want to be a big city, but I'm afraid all development comes at a cost. You know, we've weighed up the cost of it. There's some environmental issues that do need to be resolved. I've read the EIR. I think there's a lot of mitigation measures out there that can resolve the major portion of those issues. And the economic impact is going to be profound.
That answer your question, Billy Bob? He just took it on the air. Okay, Billy. Hey, thanks a lot, Billy Bob, for that question. That's, you know, is it lonely out there sometimes, Mark?
No, I'm quite used to it.
Hey, a good question came in from Sungold about Amazon. 2,406 jobs out there. Is there a chance that Amazon would look at us as a distribution hub?
Unfortunately, highly unlikely. And I don't mean to sit here this morning and kind of throw cold water on some of these things, but it just –
But
and I'll give you the reason why.
Yeah.
Amazon imports the majority of the stuff from offshore, so they're putting all of their distribution centers 45 minutes from the port, 24-hour delivery to their clients. And so the winner of this one is Patterson Tracy Regent. It fits right in their bullseye. And right now I believe they've got something like 20 million square feet of space under construction down there for just this purpose.
That's a good question, though, because, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, here we are up here. But that makes sense because they're on one of these that in and out, and that would add another at least another 24 hours.
Yeah. That's purely an offshore distribution. But, I mean, where do we fit in? We're a perfect location for manufacturing to the California market. I mean, there can be 24-hour delivery to the California market, which is over 50 million people you can reach in 24 hours from Shasta County. And our cost of manufacturing is, you know, about 40% of what it would be further down the state. So that's why we've got companies looking for us, but it's a different type of company than the Amazon. You know, I will go on and say we've actually got a lot of job openings in this community in some major companies.
You know, that's a good point because I saw someplace that Redding is one of the best places in the United States to find a job. Did you see that the other day?
I did. I saw that the other day.
What do you think about that type of statistic?
I read it, and I'm honestly, it's been a week or so, and there's been a lot of information coming on since. But it was, I apologize, it's not coming to me immediately.
There's like 1.5 jobs for everybody, you know, out here. But then you.
It was a very kind of academic approach to the way they're putting it together.
It wasn't like real. It wasn't one of these real number things there, but it was the first time that I've seen something that we've gone nationwide and it was halfway decent instead of.
You know, the one thing we touched on earlier, you know, our biggest single weakness in this region is not the airport. It's not the lack of a railroad line to Stillwater. It's education. And that's the piece that every single family in this community needs to recognize and start working on. Manufacturing today is not the old blue-collar dirt floor or concrete floor type manufacturing it was in the past. Manufacturing today is a skilled position. And Shasta College has recognized this with their advanced mechatronics programs they're putting in place.
Mm-hmm.
We've got manufacturers in this town with 7, 8, 9 jobs open right now because they can't find qualified people that can come in to do the work. So, you know, if someone's looking for it, get out to Shasta College, get involved in these programs, and get yourself ready to be accepted by the marketplace.
That's really, you know, that's an interesting point there. And I think that we can't grow unless we have the people there. And I talk to other people, all different types of businesses, trying to find people to work. I'm not even sure what that was. Mark's phone.
He has a rock band in his pocket.
He's got a great group down there.
That was Amazon calling to correct me.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. We have 2,800 and, you know, 6 job openings, you know, here. But the education part. But even finding people to work in other types of businesses around here it's difficult. I've been hearing, you know, trying to get people that are going to show up and pass all the tests.
Well, there's those issues as well, and that part of it. But the big part of it, I really think, is we've unfortunately had a culture here for a couple of generations of blue collar, just of you know, going back into the workforce. And today's blue collar is a skilled position. And we really need to get out and learn and, you know, recognize that and learn the skills.
A big high-speed pipe.
You know, I'll share with you. If we had an educated community, we had high-speed fiber and mobility at the airport, we'd have companies pouring in here. Because that's what the world is looking for today. And so those are the things we should be thinking about.
Okay,
you know, how do we go
things.
About building that kind of environment?
Well, I understand that high-speed fiber is out there on the freeway.
Well, it's the cost of it, unfortunately.
It's like $5 million to get it into the spot.
Yep.
Would you drop it off at Stillwater?
Oh, it's already there.
Okay, so it's at Stillwater already.
Yep.
So we've got a high-speed internet. We've got the high-speed fiber network out there.
Yep, we do.
So, okay, now we need the educated workforce.
Yep.
And we need an airport.
And we need that traffic at the airport. Now, these are not easy fixes, but all I'm saying is that people ask all the time, what would it take? What are 2 or 3 things you could do to change the economy? Those are them. Those are the pieces.
Redding is open to ideas. I mean, the city council and the staff.
Redding's been good to work with. They've got their job to do, and they've got to try and protect the community and the way they go about doing their job. But I work with them in terms of trying to, you know, create deals that can be attractive for companies coming in. They do some pretty amazing stuff.
Okay, leave us with a pearl of wisdom here, Mark.
A pearl of wisdom.
You have a minute for a pearl of wisdom to boil everything down that you've been doing for the last 20 years and give it to us.
I think if there's one thing I would say to the community is raise our eyes. I mean, in today's world, the markets are not just local; the markets are global. and think about how we can make this community connected to a global world, and that will bring more companies here. It'll prepare our community for the future. It'll prepare the infrastructure we put in for the future. These are the pieces we should be doing it. Unfortunately, we spend a lot of time working on crime and the local stuff that goes on at street level. I think raise our eyes.
Okay, so raise our eyes and let's have a far-reaching vision here. And sometimes it's hard to remember you're out there, you know, you're out there to drain the swamp and you got alligators biting you on the
butt. Let's look out 10 years instead of 3 months.
Well, love it. Hey, and speaking of that, tomorrow we've got Chief Rob Plotty on to talk about what's going on in the local crime area. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Kayla Mueller's parents say they've been notified of the death of their daughter held by ISIS terrorists since August of 2013. The White House confirms a 26-year-old aid worker's death. In a statement, President Obama expresses profound sadness at the Arizona woman's death and vows to seek justice for Mueller. The United Arab Emirates has resumed its airstrikes on ISIS targets, flying bombing runs from a base in Jordan. The UAE had halted its ISIS airstrikes in December. Parts of New England and New York State continue digging out from the third major snowstorm in 2 weeks. Boston is dealing with several feet of snow and is under a state of emergency, although Alex Estrada with the Boston Common Coffee Company says the streets are hardly deserted.
There are definitely a few people walking around because I'm guessing that people still have to go to work.
But getting to work isn't easy. The storm has crippled public transit in the Boston area.